Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants took over the local government compound in the Iraqi city of Ramadi on Friday, raising their flag over the capital of Anbar province. Edward Uranian reports government forces are believed to still be holding out at a military command center in western Ramadi.
Besieged Iraqi tribal fighters continue to battle Islamic State militants in several parts of Ramadi, despite the fall of the strategic provincial headquarters compound. A military operations center and anti-terrorist compound are still in government hands. Fighting continued in other parts of Anbar province Friday, with government forces reportedly bombing Islamic State militants in parts of Fallujah, Anbar's second largest city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has thanked his security forces for stopping a military coup against his government. In a radio address Friday, he also warned protesters to stop their demonstrations against his decision to seek a third term. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
In the interest of stability in the country, in the interest of moving Burundi forward and not allowing Burundi to go backward, we have encouraged that the president not pursue a third term.
Earlier on Friday, authorities in Burundi said they arrested three people in connection with Wednesday's attempted coup against the president while he was out of the country in Tanzania. A presidential spokesman told VOA the leader of the coup attempt, General Godefroy Niyombare, remains at large. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Searchers in Nepal have found the wreckage of a Marine Corps helicopter that crashed during an earthquake relief flight. An official said it is apparent that all eight people aboard were killed. Lieutenant General John Whistler of the U.S. Marines.
I'm not able to positively identify the cause of the mishap. I'm also unable to positively confirm the identities of any of the remains of the service members, either from the U.S. or from Nepal, that were on board that aircraft.
Whistler did confirm that the helicopter was carrying six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers. General Whistler also noted the enormous loss of life in Nepal that suffered during the past 3 weeks from the strongest earthquake in the Himalayas in more than 80 years and many aftershocks as well, including another strong and damaging earthquake earlier in the week. At least 800 people have died and hundreds of thousands are homeless. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Beijing for a two-day visit with civilian and military leaders. Key focus of the trip is preparing for upcoming high-level talks between leaders and a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to the U.S. later this year. But a growing controversy over China's massive land reclamation efforts in the disputed waters of the South China Sea could overshadow Mr. Kerry's visit. We get more now from VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing.
In the run-up to Secretary Kerry's visit, there has been a steady drumbeat of concern from U.S. officials about China's efforts to build up seven sites in disputed South China Sea waters. Beijing is constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef in the Spratly Islands and has pumped in enough sand at other locations to build a possible second, expanding the total area of the islets and outcroppings by 800 hectares. According to reports earlier this week, the U.S. Defense Department is considering using aircraft and military ship patrols to ensure freedom of navigation and show how critical Washington feels the area is to global trade. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
United States is urging Southeast Asian governments to work to save the lives of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 so-called boat people remain adrift in the region, many without adequate food or water. Comes after a Thai crackdown on a vast people smuggling ring disrupted the criminal transportation's networks. Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries that the migrants and refugees have tried to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility, rejecting appeals by the United Nations and rights groups to help the migrants.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, welcoming you to a very special edition of the program as we give you part one of a three-part series, Conversations with the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters. This week, Carla Bley. Carla Bley, George Coleman, and Charles Lloyd were the three great musicians that were inducted into that hallowed hall of the NEA Jazz Masters, as chosen by the National Endowment for the Arts. We celebrated them with their induction ceremony and gala concert last week on Jazz America, and in the weeks to come, we'll be giving you some detailed conversations that I enjoyed with each one of the NEA Jazz Masters before the event occurred. This week, since it's ladies first and I am a gentleman, it's Carla Bley, the great pianist, composer, and wonderful spirit who's been a great musician from the time she was a very young lady and moved to New York City to make her way in the world of jazz. We'll hear her story and her music on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin, though, with the music of two brand new releases. We're going to hear a wonderful Canadian vocalist named Molly Johnson paying homage to Billie Holiday, as many vocalists are during this year that marks her 100th birthday celebration. But first, here is the great pianist Benny Green, following in the footsteps of the greats of jazz piano, who come from an area of jazz known as hard bop. Once I spoke with Benny Green and told him that if Horace Silver was the hard bop grandpop, which of course was the name of one of his albums, then he was the hard bop grandson, and he was pleased to hear that. Here's Benny Green from his new release, live in Santa Cruz, recorded at Santa Cruz, California's famous Kumbwa Jazz Center, with a song entitled Certainly. Benny Green, brand new, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
A truly special musician, and even more so a truly special human being, Mr. Benny Green. Benny Green.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny Washington, David Wong. Yes, thank you so much.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, heart to flutter. All day long, you only stutter. Cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words. I love you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while, a little moonbeam comes through. You get bold, can't resist him. All you say when you kissed him is ooh. What a little moonlight can do. Can do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter. All day long, you only stutter. Cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words. I love you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while, moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, can't resist them, and all you say when you kiss them is ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Can they swing and make jazz on a high level north of the American border in Canada? Well, the answer to that is a resounding yes, as we just proved, with a Toronto session recorded there by the great Canadian jazz singer Molly Johnson. From her album, Because of Billie, that's her version of the Billie Holiday classic, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, brand new for you. Now, speaking of great ladies of jazz, Carla Bley, NEA Jazz Master for 2015, joined me for this conversation after we enjoy that conversation just before she was inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters. We'll hear some of her wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here, and it is my great pleasure to finally meet NEA Jazz Master Carla Bley. Great to see you. Thanks for taking some time.
Thank you. It's hard to think of my name and the title in the same sentence. I have to sort of slap myself.
Okay, let's pretend that I'm the person who made the call to you. Hello, I'm calling from the National Endowment for the Arts, calling for Carla Bley. I'm here to inform you that you've just been named an NEA Jazz Master. What was your reaction?
I don't remember what I said, but I know I was incredibly happy. And I didn't have the usual, why me? So many more people will deserve it. Oh, I am not worthy. I just said, wow, thanks. I'm so happy.
You know, it really does just kind of put a cap on
a number of years of work and a lot of what I'm sure was hard work from the very beginning. And I want to kind of get into a little bit of that history for folks, if you don't mind recounting a lot of that. But do you feel like, wow, this is a real mountaintop? This is a milestone in my life and my career. You have to feel that way.
I can't imagine anything better that could have happened to me at this point.
Yeah, to be not only acknowledged by your peers, as I know you have been over the years, because you've gathered so many great players to work with you, that says a lot in itself, but also your nation. And I think a lot of folks around the world feel that other countries may support and magnify the value of their artists maybe more than we do in the USA. So it's kind of nice that we're sort of doing that in this manner for you.
What a great point to make. I work constantly in Europe and quite often in Asia, and I never work in this country. Mm. I have never, in fact, my agent let me go a couple years ago saying he could not get me any work in this country. So I don't understand why. I feel very American, and yet Americans don't want to listen to my music. Why? I think I must be doing something right. I'm from Oakland, California. I was not a world traveler until I was an adult. I think all of my music came from the same place that everyone else's music came from in Oakland. You know, through all of the kinds of music, popular music and country music and not world music, American music.
Mm.
And then I ended up in the jazz world, which is a totally American art form.
Mm.
And yet the country, it must be something wrong with them and not me.
Well said. We'll be right back. Carlo Blaze live performances may be a little bit too advanced for a lot of the audiences out there who can't seem to dance to her music, but in America, she's highly respected. Case in point, she's been named an NEA Jazz Master for music like what you just heard. The song Fastlane from her 2003 release Looking for America. Well, she looked eastward to America from her original home in Oakland, California, and here's a band that also comes from that part of the world. From their 1973 debut album, simply titled Tower of Power, here is that group with their classic song What is Hip on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
some of the funky, jazzy music that has emanated over the years from the place known as the East Bay, Oakland and Berkeley across the bay from San Francisco. That's What Is Hip, the 1973 classic from the great band Tower of Power. More of the story of Carla Bley, NEA Jazz Master for 2015, and more of her music coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Haruna Danbunu from Abuja, Nigeria, who wrote to me, "Hi, Russ, it's been ages. I enjoyed your program way back in 2003, Saturdays and Sundays. You introduced me to jazz greats like Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington, Nora Jones. During those days of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, The Higher Grounds, and a whole lot of jazz. Russ, I missed it, but now I can reconnect." Well, I have had more communication with Haruna Danbunu and found that they'd been listening on shortwave and now could listen online and also with local radio stations. So there are many ways to listen to Jazz America. You just write me an email and I'll tell you how you can hear the program at a time that is convenient for you. Now, let's enjoy some music from a brand new release, and I'll dedicate this one to all of the listeners in Nigeria and especially to Haruna Danbunu. Thanks for getting in touch. Here is the great guitarist from the state of Georgia in the southern part of the United States of America. They call him the Sweet Georgia Peach. He is Russell Malone, and he has a brand new release called Love Looks Good on You. He does a collection of songs from various artists, written by other people as well as his own songs. And among those songs by other artists, here's Freddie Hubbard's classic song, Sweet Sue, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. smile from a stranger. I like you better than leaves in the fall. I like you better than getting flowers for absolutely no reason at all. Better than breakfast in bed. Better than touching a fresh shade tape. Better than listening to the rain outside. Oh, than my very first pony ride. But I don't want to hide, and I'd like to confide as I do. You make me feel good inside. That's why, oh, that's why I like you. But get out.
Powerful, brand new big band music here on VOA's Jazz America. That is a Denver, Colorado-based big band called the H2 Big Band from the album It Could Happen, with special guest vocalist and composer Renee Marie, with a song that she wrote that to me sounded like a standard. I thought it was a song I'd heard a million times before. It just seemed so familiar. But it is her song, I Like You. Renee Marie, who wrote that one, and leading the H2 Big Band, Al Hood and David Hansen, with the H being the first letter of each one of their last names, so H2. Hope you enjoyed that one. Brand new music here on VOA's Jazz America, and I wanted to play that first because it's a great piece of music, and second because the very talented lady, Renee Marie, not only was the vocalist on that song, but wrote it as well. And the ladies are in the spotlight on this edition of VOA's Jazz America as I continue my conversation with 2015 NEA Jazz Master Carla Blay.
I had the advantage of my father being a piano teacher, and I got lessons as I got, you know, taught to walk. Mm. And I heard in his house he gave piano lessons, and I heard the lessons he gave to students all throughout the day as I did regular life chores and came home from school. There'd be a student there learning music, and if there weren't any piano teachers, I wouldn't have gone into this area at all. Someone just told me yesterday that musicians that are really smart are going to stop going into music for exactly the reason you spoke of. Mm. You can't make a lot of money doing the kind of music you really want to do. And they're going to probably go into the technical world and still use their creativity. But in order to invent things other than notes that sound good in a row.
People who love this music, really deeply love this music. It's not a casual thing. It's something that's in your soul. Obviously, it was in your soul. And hopefully, those young people who might choose the technical world over the artistic world will choose the artistic because they have no choice. They just have it in their heart and soul.
I felt that for me, jazz was a fatal attraction.
Good enough. Well, it hasn't killed you yet, so and you've been thriving. Okay, I want to go back to the Bay Area just for a second. I remember talking to a number of folks from the Bay Area, and the variety of music in that place caused. Well, I'm thinking of one specifically, the piano player who just passed away, George Duke. He was from the Bay Area, and he told me that he, of course, worked with Dexter Gordon and Cannonball Adderley and jazz fusion with Frank Zappa and Stanley Clark, and sang and played with pop singers and Al Jarreau and etc. And he said, because I was from the Bay Area, I had no musical prejudice. I felt like I could make music in many different styles and live in many different worlds. Do you feel like the Bay Area had that effect upon you?
I started listening to the radio And the first music I heard was something that was called sepia. It sounded to me like religious music. All the religious music that I learned in church, it sounded to me like that was the music for sepia. And that was quartets of men. Now, I never heard women doing it, singing in four-part harmony, but not, but in a secular way, not a sacred way, about being in love and not being, the love not being returned or something like that. And it was the first black music that I heard specifically. I had heard gospel music, but this was like gospel music, but there was no reference to religion in it, but it was the same root. So I felt very attracted to that because I had come out of religious music, and I went sort of directly into that sepia, and then moved to jazz. Was just a tiny little step further.
Maybe that was the kind of vocal music being made in Mali or Senegal or something like that. You know, it's connecting back to the original source and somehow landing in the Bay Area.
Well, I'm sure it all connects back to Africa. I knew that. I've known that for a long time. So we're all connected.
Hear. Here's more Carla Bley music. The 2015 NEA Jazz Master gives us her song Ad Finitum from her album The Lost Chords Find Paulo Freisu on Jazz America from VOA 1. California, Carla Bley, playing acoustic piano. And also from the Bay Area, just like Carla, here's George Duke on electric piano on Jazz America. Great George Duke, just like Carla Bley, from Northern California, from his album Dream On, the song Positive Energy. More with Carla Bley next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?